Oh, wasn't it absolutely fantastic and such a race? And Tom Barr, I suppose, he's definitely the poster boy for Irish athletics. He looks good. He's such a nice guy, and he's a great athlete. So absolutely fantastic. He was very relieved to have come through the semi-final here and automatic through because of his time and his placing in the ranking. So he just had one semi, so he was thrilled to make the final. And I think we were all really thrilled and delighted. It was such a great race, and my God, what a spectacular! It was actually a world-class field. The times, you know, if you look at the results, they're all PB, national record, PB. It was just absolutely amazing and fantastic to be there to witness it.
Going into it, Teresa, was he expecting to get the medal?
He very much, his build-up maybe wouldn't have been, and especially after last year where he would have had some issues from an injury point of view, but most certainly he would certainly have been targeted as one of our medal hopes. You know, very much going into it, and he certainly delivered anyway on the day.
Bringing it back locally, Brendan Boyce finished 19th in the 50k walk, but as we all know, he did struggle with injuries leading up to the event. Should he chalk it down as a good performance?
Oh, I think so, undoubtedly. You know, and particularly, you know, he kind of had that mentality of coming in and go hard and see how it went. And by all means, he certainly maybe, you know, suffered a little bit of that towards the end. But God, now, you know, it was a fantastic achievement and a very solid performance, all up a little bit time-wise, maybe off his best. But from a performance point of view, and actually the lead into it was by no means ideal, far from ideal for him. And to have come and actually, you know, he was a real warrior in the whole thing, and ended up with a decent performance for himself. And you know, it was very great. I think it was a great story from that point of view too, in terms of the Irish media. Everybody seemed to get behind it, and you know, and there was a great spirit there. So it was a very good performance for him, and I'm sure it'll motivate him to continue and to you know, to settle back down into that routine of training and heading for the next goal.
I know he spoke after the race where he said he really wanted to push for the first 30k, and then anything, he knew it was going to be hard after that, but as long as he did a good first 30k, he would be happy.
Yeah, and you know, it's like everything else when you talk about a 50k. I think when you get to 30k, no matter how well prepared you're going in, I think it's probably going to hurt from then on in anyway. And that's, at the end of the day, it is the, you know, the largest endurance event that we have. So certainly, yeah, and particularly in the conditions that we had, it was a very, very hot, and you know, that brings us added pressures and that now. But he performed very, very well.
I was just going to ask you that, with the heat, obviously we don't know what the heat is like over here, but as an athlete out in that heat, how much harder does it make it?
Oh, it makes it, and particularly, and in fairness, particularly for the longer endurance events. Maybe not so much for the sprints. It doesn't have the same maybe impact, in the sense that, you know, sprinters are always looking for a little bit warmer weather. But certainly from an endurance point of view, and more than our marathoners this morning, you know, the conditions this morning started off reasonable, I will say, on the first part for the women. But my God, when the men were starting, it was very, very hot out there today. So, you know, in terms of performance, and I think that's possibly where your experience comes in, and your knowledge that you really have to readjust your goals, you have to readjust and respect the conditions. And those that did that, say, this morning, certainly, you know, found the benefits. Now, of course, a lot of our athletes are on, and Brendan the same, a lot of them have used different techniques to prepare for the hot weather. Certainly our marathoners were in using, you know, those who were based at home were using things like heat chambers and conditions like that to adapt. And then again, a lot would have been away at warm weather training and trying to sort of kind of recreate the same conditions that we were going to expect in Moscow in Berlin. I think as well too, you know, it was fantastic for us for the great weather that we had in Ireland over the last month or so, which sort of kind of gave us it was lovely to be able to come into some warmer weather even at home for those that didn't get away. But certainly, you know, a lot of our athletes would be have strategies in terms of preparing for this competition, and equally we as a team would be have our strategies. You know, we would have had ice vests, for we would have had cooling mechanisms, we would have had all that as well prepared before and after. So, but it has a massive impact, undoubtedly.
Sure does. And then Mark English, he was unable to get out of his heat and he hasn't had the best times this season. Though I suppose he did retain his national championship, but he did struggle.
I think by all means, I mean, you think, I suppose we're certainly at the last championships where Mark wasn't to come through the rounds, and obviously both for him and all his supporters, you know, it was very disappointing that he didn't progress through the finals. But I think, in all fairness to Mark, this particular time he's had, you know, the build-up certainly hasn't been ideal, and you know, I would think certainly the way that he has been, the fact A, that he hasn't been racing a lot, and when he has raced, maybe it hasn't gone as well as he would have liked. So I think coming into the championships, the expectations were there that this wasn't necessarily going to be the best year for Mark.
That you mentioned there, I know you mentioned it with Brendan as well, with the build-up. I remember as well, Brendan said after that he only did about 300 kilometres on the road before coming up the few weeks before the race. And I suppose to a normal person, it would be 300 kilometres is a lot of walking in a few weeks. But what is that to Brendan?
At the end of the day, it's like any sport you do, it's about specificity. You know, if you want to run better, then you run a little bit more and a little bit faster. The same with walking. If you want to walk, and particularly with an event like 50K, my goodness, you're training for that. You're looking to come, and it'd be a serious amount of loading on that, in terms of not only miles and in terms of your sessions and that type of thing. Like, so that's a massive. Now, I know Brendan certainly was using things like aqua jogging, and he was using Ultra G, which were, you know, obviously a great support to him, and obviously did assist massively in terms of his preparation with having an injury. But by no means, you know, any program that's interrupted by injury coming into a championships is never ideal.
Looking forward to this evening, Ciara McGeehan is in action in the 1500 metres final. How tough is her field?
At the end of the day, it's European Championships. I think we've seen Ciara McGeehan coming into some better form again, without a doubt. I know I would have felt myself personally that her run in the Morton Games, particularly from a tactical point of view, was very, very encouraging. I felt that was really good. And I think too, of course, you know, time matters less when you're talking about particularly 1500 metres, 800 metres. The endurance events are quite often tactical. And if you look back at, say, Ciara McGeehan's heat in the 1500 metres or qualifying round, it was basically faultless. You know, she actually had herself in the right position at the right time. It was almost textbook. She ran a very, really, really, really good tactical race. And, you know, if it's a tactical race like that and the finals night, then I would be looking for her to repeat the same, and hopefully a very good outcome as a result.
The 4x100 metre relay team are also in action after 6, and they're hoping for a big performance and going into the final.
Yeah, and you know, wasn't it just amazing? I was actually saying that this morning. I was out this morning, and I think we were up at 6:30 for our marathoners, and I passed the comment, my God, don't we have such diversity in our sport? You know, so we're coming from marathon runners this morning now to, which again, marathon runners, and it turns out this team, you know, shall we say, they're a little older, and we're coming in now this evening to the opposite end of the spectrum, to a 4x1 relay, and quite a young team, and some of our younger juniors that were very successful in both youth and junior on that team. So not only that, it's a massive experience for them to come into a senior competition. There's very much an ethos of development around that team, and very much around the relay culture and a really, you know, program to actually develop it. So we've had actually 3 relay teams out here in the championships, and they're actually in the warm-up area at the moment, and they're in great spirits and ready to rock.
And finally, Teresa, I don't want to keep you too long. I know that race is coming up. How would you rate the championships so far from an Irish point of view?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I think we have, you know, when sometimes you can sort of, you know, judge your performances on the championship based solely on medals and finalists. You know, so I suppose often I would see it more in the sense that you're almost looking for that overall. You're looking for people to come to, you know, for athletes to come to a championship to progress through the rounds, to progress through onto semis, to progress on to finals, you know, to have, you know, you're going in, say, ranked 12th and you're finished, and when you're finished your event, you're coming out ranked, you know, 9th or 10th. That's progress. So, and again, I think it's a very, you know, with a mixture, we've quite, in terms of even age and experience, we've quite a very large team, obviously, but there's a lot of experienced athletes there. There's a lot of athletes here for the first time. And, you know, I just think it's the most important thing, where I think it's a very, very good championship for us, that we've progressed through the rounds. People have come out better than their rankings for a lot of cases. So overall, and if you look at that performance overall, I think when we sit down to review that now in the next week, I think we'll be very happy with the overall performance. Again, if you look at our men and women's teams, particularly our men's team, sixth team today, you know, that's, we had our, you know, we had five marathoners are out. I suppose that's often the first step, is getting your best people out and getting them all ready and right there on the same day. You know, so from overall, from that point of view, I think it's been quite good. And I've been really, really busy, so that's always a very good sign. that things are going very well when you're going back. You know, you're finishing the morning session and you're back down in the evening session again, because there's somebody competing, and right through the 7 days, there's been a really good progression with people progressing through their various events and achieving and running season's best. And it's, yeah, I think we'll be very, when we sit down and review it all, yeah, I think we'll be very happy with it.